Milk it sighed. I wake, having lost track of the hours. A woman in the seat next to me is weeping delicately, the thin blue current of her shoulders almost indistinguishable from the shutters of the plane. I'm not usually like this, she says, shifting eyes from mine to the window. I tell her, at times, we are all like this, turning to the book in my lap. What I want to tell her is stop. I've grown so impatient with misery. In the book, a man descends 36,000 feet below sea level to stare at the deepest spot of the world. Through his tiny portal cracking under the enormous pressure of ocean, he says the snuff-colored ooze at the bottom resembles a big bowl of milk. We think we know misery, yet can't speak eloquently of even such a visible chasm. Inside this plane, nothing happens. We are hundreds of miles off course, our shape we recognize only by the shadow following. The woman stares out the window, waiting for something that won't come. She rises, then sits back down. What I mean to tell her is, keep going.